Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new Clipcast. Finally, after a home W, undefeated in March, I'm your host, Chris, regular edition Wild. With me, as always, from beautiful, sunny Burbank is Burbank Hank, everybody. Toot your horns.
Toot,
we got the W, and Henry Goodman is here.
That is a Clippers win, Clippers Nation. You know it feels good. It's your favorite kind of Clippers W, Chris. Chris Kawild. Just regular Chris Kawild. Not Chris Kasild. I don't remember.
First of all, my name is Kasai Leonard. Second of all, I am Chris Regular Wild, okay? Chris Kawild will return when we are the one seed.
Oh, Lord, we have to wait that long?
I'm sorry, but we just beat the G-Wiz Wizards.
Oh, boy.
The OG Wizards.
Big win.
And they're called the G-Wizards because it's a bunch of G-League guys. So Chris Kawild is not back. Chris Regular Wild is here. But who was big for us tonight? Kawhi Leonard.
Oh.
James Harden.
Big time.
Guess who's back? Paul George,
baby.
We needed him. He was there.
Paul George looking great. 2 of 6 from three, 8 of 15 from the field, almost perfect from the free throw line, 22 points, a plus 16 on the plus minus, 3 of 6, 6 rebounds. You just had to love it, man. You really had to love it. He looked great. 3 assists, 0 turnovers, by the way.
I love that, Hank. What I don't love is Russell Westbrook fractured his hand during the game on his special night. What's weird is it was a bobblehead night with Russell Westbrook in street clothes, and in that game, he is now going to be in street clothes for quite some time, sadly.
You have to think so. Now, this is the kind of – you don't ever want this to happen, obviously. You never want this to happen. But in the grand scheme of things, what you do like is that Bones Highland had some time on the court.
Oh, yeah, all the
undoubtedly
new guys. All the young guys.
But specifically Bones Highland, you have to think, is going to get minutes with Russell Westbrook arguably missing an extended period of time. A fracture of his left hand is not nothing. So Bones got some shots off. Of course, he was 1 of 7 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. But he's got Russ flakes, and do not miss this. He got 7 assists.
Ooh.
Playing largely with a lot of guys who don't get a lot of playing time. So I don't hate that for Bones, but I do hate this for Russell Westbrook, and I do hate it for Clippers Nation.
I do too, especially on a special night when it was what I was calling Bobble Barbie Brody, because it's a Brody bobblehead, and he's got an outfit change inside. You take his like gear off and he's got like outfits. It's like he's a Ken doll with a bobbling head. It's great. And you just hate to see it. But hopefully he'll heal up quick. I'm not sure if it was his shooting hand or not. I do love the fact that Busy Bones Highland had 7 assists because he's about to get big minutes. Hank, every single player for the Clippers played tonight except one. Every single Clipper played tonight except for one, excluding Zubats, obviously. Do you know the one player who did not play tonight other than Zubats?
Well, I do know that it's P.J. Tucker at DNP as coach's decision, which again is fascinating because P.J. just got minutes for – didn't he get minutes for 3 straight games?
I know, and I was talking to Joey Lynn a couple of games ago, and he was flabbergasted that P.J. Tucker was getting minutes, and he was saying, don't get used to it to me. He doesn't think P.J. Tucker is going to be in the rotation really at all for the rest of the season. So if you're a P.J. Tucker fan, I hope you liked those 3 games that he was active. Here's what I loved, Hank. Here's what I absolutely loved. James Harden, 28 points in 25 minutes. Kawhi Leonard, 27 points in 29 minutes. Paul George, 22 points in 30 minutes. But let's talk about James Harden. 28 points in 25 minutes. And 21 of those points were in the second quarter when the Clippers really gave it to the Washington one-time Bullets, now Wizards. You know, I lived in D.C. when they did the name change.
Oh, you were there during that?
Yeah, and I don't remember. It was like they had some newspaper contest. That's how long ago it was. It was in the 90s. And they were like, which of these terrible names should we be? It was like the Wizards, the Metro, the Bunch of Jerks. Like, it was really horrible names.
Oh, Bunch of Jerks I would have liked. Bunch
I would have
jerks
preferred Bunch of Jerks, and they play like a Bunch of Jerks. But they chose Wizards in some, like, you called a phone number to vote. It was very sus. Very sus.
That's really dumb.
But I do like
that
their logo.
Real dumb.
I do like their logo with the Washington Monument hidden inside the basketball. I love that.
Oh, my God. I never noticed that there was a Washington Monument until you said that. That's great.
It is great. It is awesome.
I just thought it was a cool basketball.
Dude, it's the Washington Monument hidden inside the basketball, and it is really nice. It's as nice as the new Clippers logos, which we talked about on the last show. But James Harden lighting it up, 21 points in the second, 5 for 8 from three. I think at one point he may have had 4 threes in a row without missing. He did his third three heat check, and it was nothing but net. The place got lit. PG back in a big way, and you love to see it. I know you've been kind of poo-pooing Paul George, but maybe, Hank, you can toot-toot Paul George because he was big tonight.
Toot-toot! I sure will. I sure will. Now, to be fair, I have said Paul George has had slow starts but been much better near the end of the game.
Oh, he had a hot start tonight, pal.
He had a hot start tonight. I especially loved, after having to hear nonstop on Los Angeles sports radio for the last 48 hours about LeBron James's 19-point quarter.
Than the Clippers in the fourth quarter.
Yes, but I especially enjoyed that James Harden had a 21-point quarter.
Revenge is a dish served best, I guess, versus another team.
But it's easy. I was about to say, and it's really easy to get revenge against the team that is is 30th in the league in defense.
Well, I was actually very shocked that they did not get the Chris Wilde six-pack. We had 5 guys in double digits. Take your eyes away from the box score. Can you tell me who those 5 guys were in double digits?
Well, for sure, it's got to be Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ooh.
2 more guys, and they shot a combined 10 for 11.
Whoa.
Yeah, only one of them missed once, and the other guy hit all of his shots and went 4 for 4.
Well, Terrence Mann.
Ding, ding, ding. 6 for 7 with 12 points.
Oh, my gosh. Only one other guy got into double digits.
Only one other guy. And I'm not going to tell you who was just shy, because that is too much of a big hint. Who was that 5th player in double digits?
Oh, so you're making me think it's not the obvious choice. The obvious choice would be Norm Powell, but I'm not going to take it.
Okay. Do you need a hint?
It's not Tice.
It is not Tice, who had an incredible dunk, and you can check it out on Instagram at LA Clipcast. I had beautiful footage of that.
So
nice,
it's got
to
be someone. It's got to be someone who squeaked it. It's got to be someone who squeaked it with a 10 or 11.
4 for 4 for 10 points.
The only Amir Coffey.
That's right.
Amir Coffey.
Norm Powell with that.
Amir
Coffey.
I know it's Amir Coffey. Once you said it was the guy was perfect, I knew it was Amir Coffey, who has been simply lights out. Amir Coffey, 4 for 4, amazing.
And I give that guy a bobblehead. That's what I say. Give Amir Coffey a bobblehead.
He's great. And now I will look at the box score to tell you that he also had 3 assists. He was perfect from the 3, 1 for 1, 4 for 4. The only thing he missed was
one free throw. And then Norm Powell, 1 point away from that Chris Wilde 6-pack. And the only reason he didn't get it, honestly, is because he didn't play his usual fourth quarter minutes, because we had such a lead. And it was a real treat to see Musa Diabate out there. It was a real treat to see Kobe Brown out there. It was a real treat to see Josh Primo out there, my son's favorite player, Brandon Boston Jr. And we love Boner Highway, Busy Bones Highland, who was rusty. He was Bones Rust Flake. But
sure,
you actually pointed me towards what I didn't even realize was those 7 sexy assists.
It's really nice. And Brandon Boston went 3 of 4 from the field. You got to like that.
Love to see it. He almost got us into the Chris Wilde 6-pack. But we had 5 guys. We were 1 shy of a Chris Wilde 6-pack. And then whatever your nonsense – your baker's dozen, drinker's half, whatever the heck.
Well, it's just the stat that means more to the players. That's
and
all.
The so fans. And the fans, according to you.
And my family. And yours. Now, here's the question. I noticed while watching the game on television, you're in the building watching the game on television, that Ivica Zubac is listed as out with an illness.
Oh, that's
not with an injury.
That's actually great news. Like, and obviously,
it's
I wish him
news.
Well. But I'll take a head cold over a fractured hand or wrist every day.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So we have to hope that this is the healing of the knee or leg or whatever he had going on, and now it's just illness, and we'll have him. Because I liked Plumlee tonight. He was great tonight. I love Tice tonight. I love his hustle, but we need our big man back.
I love that Lou started Tice and brought Plumlee off the bench. I thought that was an adept move by our 3D zero gravity space chess master, Ty Lou.
Well, he's a scrapper, and you got to like, I mean, it's shocking that Tice pulled 8 rebounds down. I mean, Plumlee's our leading rebounder, not a surprise.
Well, here's but the deal, Hank. We are undefeated in March. Savor it.
Oh, you love it. You gotta love it.
In March, and you get to savor it. And
we got some tough matchups on the way, but you know, these guys they're looking good playing one of the worst teams in the league. Let's see what happens for the rest of the month.
Our next home game is versus the Bulls, and I am calling it. We are gonna win that game, and we are gonna be 22-8 at home in honor of Chris Regulation Wild, whose birthday is 8/22, and you love to see it.
You love it. You love it. It's a great day for all of Clippers Nation to celebrate one of their favorite sons. Absolutely.
Oh, they call me the summer child. And on August 22nd,
the
anniversary
child.
Of my birth, or otherwise known as Burbank Hank's special day.
It's true. It's true. But
wasn't there one year where I got you a cake on my birthday, or did you get you a cake on my birthday?
No, you got a cake. I came to your house to celebrate your birthday, and then when it came time for the cake, you had bought a cake that said Hank's special day. And then I feel like around that time, there was one point where I said something like, well, you love that joke, and you went, I don't really love it.
Oh,
and I stopped doing it.
But guess
and
what, summer child? Loves that bit. The summer child is back. And I am a summer child. I was born in August. I'm a proud Leo. The day after is Kobe Bean Bryant's birthday, who I believe was born 1 year and 1 day after me. But honestly, I do not care, Hank.
But you were born during the nation's bicentennial year. I mean, that's nice.
Oh, absolutely. Our nation had a birthday, as did I have a literal birthday. And the Clippers are about to go 22-8 at home when they beat the Bulls on Saturday. But, man, let's talk about, before I let you go on this shortened Clipcast, the road trip ahead of us. And I want to tell you some good news, Hank. In the month of February, which, by the way, is in the rear view and we're undefeated in March, we were much better on the road in February.
That's
true. We were 5-1 on the road in February, and we were 1-4 at home in February. But in March, undefeated at home, we got, I believe, a 3-game road stand. I know for a fact up first is Minnesota, night one of a back-to-back, and then it's Milwaukee Bucks.
That's true. Minnesota, day game in Minnesota, then Milwaukee, 5 p.m., then the Houston Rockets.
Okay.
That's three straight games on the road, and that is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday before we come home for Saturday. So we have a lot of rest after that, but that Saturday game versus Chicago at home is night one of a back-to-back.
I was going to say, because we have literally Sunday games for the rest of the season. We have, and the most of them are day games. Sunday game, every single Sunday for the rest of the season is Clipper action, and that is a fact.
We also have a period of time where three times in a row we play 3 games in 4 nights.
March is our busiest month by leaps and bounds. We have 17 games in March. Our second busiest month was November, where we had 15 games. And obviously I've talked ad nauseum about how wonderful our December and our January were. But this is the busiest month coming up, and we started it with a bang, and we are undefeated in that March into April playoffs. Let's keep cooking, Kipper Nation. Hold on. Let me fix
you gotta
that.
Do, you got to do that. You got to do
Let's
that.
Let's keep
go ahead.
Cooking Clipper Nation. Keep cooking, baby.
There we go. There we go. We have four back-to-backs in the first basically 3 weeks of this month.
We've been good,
by the
way. So
it's definitely going to be a grind.
We've been good on back-to-backs. Like, and Kawhi, yep. oh, Kawhi yeah. Leonard's played the vast majority of back-to-backs. It was great to have PG back. Will he be available in those back-to-backs? How long will Brody be out? We're going to find out. You're going to find out, Clipper Nation, because you listen to ClipCast, the greatest, longest-running Clippers podcast in the history of all time, baby.
It's true.
Cy Leonard doesn't do the horn, Hank. Cy Leonard
doesn't do the horn. I was waiting for you to do the horn.